Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Black Men Podcast. Walk with me. Let it ride. That's right. Wanting to be heard in the black man's world. Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families. Restructure the communities. To wake up and see only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
Real Chalmers is going to be gangster.
Bro, I don't want to see none of my Mario up. Chalmers.
Hey, he the point guard on the team.
I know he is, but.
What's wrong with Mario? You don't like Mario?
Nah, I never been a fan of Rio. Really? Nah, I never been a fan of dude.
Spot up shooter.
Never been a fan of dude. Barely. Jeez. Welcome to the Black Male Podcast. I'm Tall Sean. T.S. is who I am.
Shake that is who I am.
We got to get the introductory out the way because we'll be fucking 30 minutes into the pod before we intro each other.
The intro is at the 15 minute and 15 second mark.
We at least try to.
Yeah.
That bitch be at the 30 seconds.
He gonna stop mid-sentence. We 20 minutes in. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Just go ahead and intro this shit.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Black Male Podcast. Tall Sean is who I am.
Hey, bro.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why the headphones fell off your fucking head. Good job. Karma.
Tow, tow, tow. Yo, I'm mad he said tow, tow, tow. I don't know what that is. He could have said pew, pew. I guess tow was better.
No.
Did you know when you was a kid? Pew.
Oh, yeah, we did used to do that when we was young. Yo, we had a gun. Pew, pew, laser. And shit. Pew, pew,
pew. He had a laser in each hand. He wildin'. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This little green drink is kind of fire, so.
Oh shit! He drinking his greenery in the morning.
Better. Gotta keep my girlish figure.
Okay. Caught me off guard. That's
too early in the morning. I want to say, man, we're recording today. Today is Father's Day.
It is.
We are fathers. You know what I mean? We are fathers. We are dads. We are.
It's a beautiful thing.
The one thing I like to say a lot: we are all encompassing when it comes to these children.
Beautiful thing. Your father forever.
He has a child. I have children.
I have a grown adult.
I got one of them too. I have a grown adult, still a child. I don't care what she say. I tell her all the time, you still my baby. You a baby.
My mother still calls me her baby. So.
See, my daughter be like, I am not a baby.
You know what's funny?
Baby.
I will say this: you spend your whole life mad when your mother calls you the baby and shit like that,
and be looking forward to that shit.
Now,
uh-huh.
That shit don't bother me, son.
Nah,
at all. People be like, oh, you the baby. I be like, all right. All right. You know what I mean? What you mean? You mad at me because my mother loved me. Man, shut up. Fuck you talking about, man.
Yeah, you always find a way to spin that shit. So.
Nah. Yo, son, listen.
I like that, though.
So many times in life growing up, yo, we have a complex about things that are great.
Right.
You got a two-parent household. Right. You feeling like you ashamed because nobody else has it in the hood.
Right.
Your mother and father got good jobs. So, you try to downplay it.
Nah, never.
You know what I'm saying? Your parents make legal money and you wear nice clothes. You got to try to act like you come from a rough upbringing.
Yep.
Nah. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the streets is rough. I grew up in Queens. The streets is rough.
Yep.
But I went home to a house. I had a mother, had a father, two brothers.
See?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't had roaches in the cereal box. I ain't had that. But everybody in New York had roaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't know roaches was a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know nobody in New York that never had roaches. If you're from New York, New York City.
Right. The city.
And you're going to tell me you never had roaches and at least one mouse in your whole life. I think that's cat, bro.
I'm from Detroit, and we always grew up in a house. We did grow up in an apartment for a little while. We lived in an apartment for a little while, but I think.
You're saying apartment.
I think we had.
But you said apartment. Most people in New York, when they tell you stories, everybody has to tell you a project story.
Right. Yeah, I ain't in no
like,
project.
People think everybody from New York is in a project.
I ain't living in no project.
Even when I meet people from Queens, they first assume I came up in the projects. I don't know. Maybe I have project energy.
I don't know what that is, but.
I don't know. Let's do it out there.
All right.
See, when you're talking about a topic, this is how you got to do it. You say the word, then you end it with energy. Energy.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Like I'm hip hop culture energy.
Right, right. Okay.
Like this Father's Day, a lot of y'all men is on trash energy.
Oh, there's quite a few dudes. Yeah. And trash. A lot of you women on trash energy.
Women don't need to say nothing on Father's Day. Just
you
because
laid
you chose,
down with that nigga.
Yes,
yo.
You chose that man.
I don't care what y'all say. A lot of women like, you laid down with him. You spread your legs multiple times. You knew that nigga was trash. He was trash from day one. You knew he was trash.
There are plenty of good people in this world.
Very.
And you have to think, why do you think that man or that woman is trash? What is it based on? See, that's my problem with Father's Day with a lot of men when they talk about these women and they keeping the kid away from me, boom, boom, boom. Like, yo, I don't know within that process what made you think this was the person to have a child with.
Some people change up.
Some.
Right.
But we know that is not the case in a lot of these situations we're talking about.
Right. I ain't going to go in depth in my life, but some people change up and then you realize that.
Nah, your shit was ass. You didn't know what the fuck you was doing.
Yeah, I was a kid.
I didn't know what I was doing either, but my shit wasn't ass.
Yeah. Like, we both were kids.
Yeah, but our stories don't have no relation to them.
Nah.
Except none.
Not
except,
a one. Not
except,
a one.
Except we did the married thing. That's it.
Yep. Well, I didn't marry my daughter's mother. I didn't marry my daughter's mother.
All right, I'm confused.
Nah, we was kids. We were fresh out of high school. We were still in high school, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
My kid was born. My daughter was born a month after I graduated from high school.
Well, I thought y'all did the quick thing.
I wasn't doing that. I've been married before, prior to this current marriage, but that was from college.
Nah.
We ain't had no kids.
I was mixing them things up to be. Yeah, I can't keep, man.
Nah, hey, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Hey man, when you miss the get bitches, it's kind of hard to go.
It's kind of hard to go through your past, yo.
Like I don't remember my own shit. They be like, yo, you remember so and so?
Nah,
B.
I don't remember. Shit.
I don't remember nothing, ma.
I'm sorry.
That wasn't me.
I apologize. Word.
Yeah, I don't even know that guy back then.
I know this is Father's Day, but we used to get bitches. I don't get none now. I don't get none. I'm washed. Stonewashed jeans.
Nah, I ain't washed. I'm in the front office. Yeah, yeah.
I respect that.
Calling the shots.
Let's get into the show. First, I want to retract a statement that I made last podcast. Not retract, I want to change. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I said that he followed Brett Favre, which he did. In retrospect, he did follow Brett Favre's shoes. They both went to the Jets. I said Brett Favre almost won the Jets a Super Bowl. I was wrong. I meant that for the Vikings when he went to the Vikings last. As you see, Aaron, both of them spent 1 year with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers had slightly better numbers than Brett Favre did with the Jets. Slightly. Very slight.
They were
damn near similar. I'm going to go Brett Favre because Brett Favre's temperament while he played it. He didn't wreck the Jets. Jets is a trash organization.
So you're saying Brett Favre was a better professional?
Yes.
More so than football.
I will say that. He was a better professional.
Okay.
Yep.
Good answer.
And then Brett Favre went to Vikings and was even better there. And then now you have Aaron Rodgers now with the Steelers finally. But think about that process. He made them wait. They couldn't sign anybody else.
I don't think that's what happened.
What you think happened?
He got married over the offseason.
Who did?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin already knew that. They've been talked about this shit.
All right, cool.
He didn't make anybody wait. It was already planned. That's the media.
That's
why I hate the media. The media be having us mad, and we be tight, and then at the end, they tell the truth.
I like that, dude.
You know what I mean? I just heard about 2 days ago, and I was tight. I'm like, yo, y'all fucking up the ticker.
Right, fucking up the ticker.
They got all us cursing on Aaron Rodgers for being a sucker-ass nigga. I still don't like you, though.
I still don't like him. Okay.
You'll never see this podcast, so I don't even care. Matter of fact, if you see the podcast, I don't care. I don't like you, bro.
I'll take that back then. He got married, so.
Nah, he got married. He wanted to take time away from. And I hate saying something positive about this guy, but I'm going to keep it a bad.
Yeah.
He said he got married. He took some time off. Mike Tomlin knew about it.
That's dope.
Just like with the Knicks. These niggas probably know who they already going to hire. That's why I relax.
I don't know about that. I don't want to talk about the Knicks this episode.
Why not?
I feel like we've been talking about the Knicks at the last 15 episodes. I don't want to do that this episode.
That's 15. That's a lot of talking.
We do a lot of talking.
But I would say this. We're not a sports show, but we do talk sports. When he was cooking, I didn't say nothing about the Vikings and the Jets thing because that wasn't the real topic.
It wasn't the topic, right.
The topic was the similarities and the progress and the process and the journey.
Yep.
So it was on par. So, and if you're in the comments and correct us, it's fine. But watch your mouth, yo. That's all I'm going to say. Watch your mouth. Some of y'all are reckless, man.
I agree. But I love the fact that someone jumped in and corrected that person who tried to correct me.
Corrections are beautiful.
Yes.
That's interaction. That's what it's all about. It's all about the dialogue.
Right.
Because we're not right all the time.
No,
sometimes we can quote a stat.
But
maybe
we
wrong.
ESPN. We ain't got nobody.
Well, we're not standing here looking at the phone. Sometimes
we got nobody looking up the stats and the information. Dog.
Sometimes we misquote. And it happens.
Night. But it happens. That's what's up. Now let's see what Aaron Rodgers does with the Steelers. I think he'll do well.
I think they're gonna be a problem, bro.
Yeah, I think they're gonna do well.
That defense is so good. If he can even just
they gotta re-sign TJ Watt.
Even if he can just score 20 points a game, bro.
Right.
That defense is rough.
They gotta sign TJ though. TJ is holding out. He hasn't reported to camp.
Hey man. Fly Eagles fly. Come on over to Eagles, man.
Hey, yo, that's funny you say that because they said Eagles is the best opportunity to get TJ Watt.
Hey.
TJ next to Carter, Jalen Carter.
Nigga, TJ next to me. Who doesn't even matter?
Nah, we need Carter. That boy, that different. Though.
Hey man,
that boy different.
Come on over to Eagles, man. Let's make history. Let's make history, man.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Yeah, let's make history. Bro.
All right, next topic. We're gonna go into the big three. We're gonna talk sports real quick. We're gonna be in and out with sports.
Excellent product,
but yes. And the one thing I was going to say, we got to figure out if they come into the East Coast and we got to make it to a game.
They're not coming to Charlotte, I don't think.
I think they're coming to Atlanta.
I had the schedule. I deleted it by accident on my phone because I was going to tell my son. I was hoping they went to Florida. I was going
If they go to Florida, that'd be fire.
Yeah, I was going to meet my son in Tampa, Orlando, whatever. I'm almost positive I was going to Florida. I thought the Charlotte run was a good run.
Me
the
too.
The time that I did go.
Right.
We went out there.
It was only one
time
too, man.
I don't know. I can't quote that one, but I know we went to the arena. It appeared to be a good turnout.
Okay.
Ice Cube performed at halftime.
Dope.
The crowd was dope, man. You know, we met some people in the crowd interacting. We had pretty good seats. Last minute, you know, road trip, couple hour drive, wasn't no big deal.
I like their little website. Let's see.
But, you know, Ice Cube's at every game, so he's sitting there watching.
Yep.
So when they start their
they're going to be in Florida. They're going to be in Miami. Oh, no. Let me see.
Where? Miami?
Let me see. This one is in Baltimore. They got some stuff in Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah. We can go to Baltimore. That's up the street.
Yeah.
That's week two. That's June 22nd, though. That's coming up soon.
Baltimore. Dude.
June. I know, right? June 29th, they'll be in Miami.
Miami.
I ain't going to Miami. And then the bye week. Bye week, July 6th, July 13th, Boston.
Be more not a bad road trip, though.
July 20th, they in my hometown of Detroit. July 26th, they in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I know I'm not going to Cincinnati.
Hell no. August 2nd, they in Houston. August 9th, they in Cali.
Ooh.
August 17th, Dallas, Texas. Oh, here we go. August 24th, Orlando. That's the last game. That's the championship games.
Oh, that might be
the All-Star game and the championship game all in the same day.
They got an All-Star game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Orlando, Florida.
I know who won't be in the All-Star game.
Who?
Lance Stevens.
Nah, he might.
Hell no.
Yo, August 29th. We might have to do that one, bro. We can go to the O.
Can you play a game without fighting, bro? It's the first game.
We got to see, man. We got to see what the next game is like.
I be tight. I pay money to go watch these niggas play. They're going to be fighting and scrapping. Nigga hoop, man.
That shit might be fire. That August 24th. Let me see what's going on August. I know the boys go back to school.
Hoop, man. Hoop.
Yeah, we'll have to go and check that out.
We want to see y'all hoop, man. Y'all
and I
want to
take my boys, so I'm definitely going to fly. I'm definitely going to look into that. That's a definite. The boys love that. That'll be something that me and the boys would do. Without their mother, let her stay home and, you know, enjoy her some time to herself. But yes, Lance Stephenson and Dwight Howard got into a little kerfuffle.
I think Dwight Howard handled it well because he was trying to avoid it. Like, come on, man, back up. Like, Nah.
And then somebody he put Lance in a mean headlock.
You saw a dude get poked in the nose?
Yes.
I was like, that was an accident.
Yeah, that was an accident.
I'm like, there's no way he poked a nigga in the nose on purpose.
Purpose, right.
Because he almost went straight to the boogers. He just went boop. I just can't imagine getting poked in the nose like that. I got to fight too. Yo, that's crazy. You violated my nostrils, man. That's crazy.
Right to the boogers, my
He
dude.
Went straight to the boogers like, doop. Someone's like, oh, that's what we doing?
I like the big 3-1. Like you were saying earlier, Dwight Howard should be in the NBA right now. He should not be on the sideline. To me, even
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's buddy name? Mental case.
Michael Beasley.
Michael Beasley. His skills should be in the NBA. His mental should be at the house. You know what I mean?
Every play he's yelling at somebody in their face. I'm like,
but his game, skills and abilities,
it takes away from your game when you argue every play, man.
I agree.
And you starting fights and all that shit. It just became like a circus attraction with Beasley, man. Like, I know he was yelling at
Dwight. Dwight is like, bro, go over there with that.
Somebody block his shot, he in their face yelling. Like,
Right.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here, man. Come on, man. This light skin energy needs to stop, bro.
You go ahead. Energy.
Yeah. Light skin energy.
I love what they're doing, man. I love what the Big Three is doing. They've been progressing every year. Even the televised games you can catch on YouTube, but then they also broadcast on, I forgot what platform. We're not getting paid by them, so I'm not here to advertise fully for them.
But deadass, if you don't watch the Big Three, if you check the site and just look at the roster on some of these teams, you're going to see at least two or three players that you wouldn't mind seeing hoop again.
I agree.
That's what I love about it. Every year they upgrade. Like, they added Dwight Howard. They added Lance Stevenson.
Yep.
And I have to look again. I know there's more. I know Iso Joe is still playing.
Yeah.
He's still dominant. Yeah, he's still very dominant.
Yo, when Mike Beasley called out Iso Joe, Iso told him, he said, hey, I'm still in shape. You don't want none of these problems.
I don't think he called out Iso Joe.
Yes,
he
did.
I think they recommended Iso Joe because he kept naming people that made no sense.
Right. But he also said, I can do him. I'll do him.
No, but somebody else brought him up for him to say that.
Right.
He want to play Melo. He going for big names. Beasley trying to get something to make him look great. And Melo's sitting there like, man.
Melo told him off top, I'll take you to the post.
Nah, Melo's like, Melo portfolio is close to $1 billion, man. They ain't playing nobody one-on-one.
But Melo told him, Melo did respond. Melo told him, he was like, Beasley, you don't want this. I ain't going to do nothing but take you to the post. Spin move, hezzy, pull. I'm just going to do what I do.
If Beasley was a defender, I can hear it a little bit, but Beasley is just a bucket.
That's it.
When Melo gets the ball, that's when the problem starts.
It's over.
And even though Melo wasn't big on shooting threes in the league, if you're talking one-on-one, he'll hit that three all day.
All day long.
And he must not have saw Hoodie Melo.
And Melo one dribble pull-up is crazy.
Hoodie Melo is different.
One dribble pull.
If Melo put that hoodie on, you losing.
Bucket, instant. I love when Melo, him and his son go at it all the time.
30-14.
How they talk shit to each other. I love how Melo and his son. I'm with that. I agree with that totally.
30-14.
I agree with that totally. I agree with that super talk. I love when Melo and his son go back and forth. His son tell him all the time, Dad, I will cook you. And he was like, bro, you too small. He was like, you too small.
What father-son dynamic is more entertaining, though? Melo and his son or Gilbert Arenas and his son?
Gilbert and his son.
That's dope. That's deep.
Gilbert and his son.
Now they're both dope stories. I'm just saying.
Yes, but I like both stories.
I love the interactions.
I love. Yeah, me too. but some reason, Gilbert and his kid, yo, I don't know what Gilbert doing over there, but he breeding. He got a breeding factory going on in Hoops.
Yeah,
his youngest son out here dunking and shit already. And he like 5'9". And he like young.
He got a dope story with his son though, like coming from back from that accident.
Yep. Yeah.
And getting back.
I love what he said to his son. How he told him, he said, "You lucky enough to see everyone shower you with love. Not many people get to see this part." It was like, so you take advantage. He told him, take advantage of the moment and the time, get better, and let's move forward. But then they also suing Tesla because the car malfunctioned.
It's supposed to.
Yep. The Cybertruck malfunctioned.
Man, fuck them niggas. Why wouldn't I sue?
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. I love that. But I like both stories. I like how Melo's son has just went on a rampage after not getting he didn't get the McDonald's All-American nod. He just went on a rampage, killing cats.
Fuck him. But I love the representation of black fathers that don't look like
the
traditional black father like they try to label.
Talk that talk.
You know what I mean? And then Gilbert also, matter of fact, no, I take it back. Let me add to it. Both of them.
Yep, both.
With social media and the power of this microphone, have had a chance to clean up their image that was never deserved.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Gilbert is just a clown.
Yeah.
He's a, I don't want to use the word clown. He's a,
he's a jokester.
He's a jokester. I like that better. Yeah. I don't want to call him a clown.
He's not a clown.
Because he's highly intelligent. He's a jokester.
Very.
And when you're a jokester, it can be misinterpreted. Now, he was an out-of-pocket jokester because he was
very out-of-pocket.
Oh, my God. I couldn't be no teammate with that guy. Me and him got a fight. But, you know, people love him. He does.
Notice that the people that he fight or want to fight him, he don't do that shit to.
No, because he doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to fight anybody.
Nope.
He just wants to make you mad.
Yeah.
And then Melo, when he tells the stories, you say you don't want to talk about the Knicks, so I'm not going to say the Knicks. But when he tells the stories about his former teams and teammates, you start to get it. He just wasn't media driven.
Right.
And he took a lot of heat for different situations that weren't even his fault.
But if you notice, man, the sad part is, and I hate to throw this man under the bus, Stephen A. be right there in the mix on both of their situations. Leading the charge and telling everybody
he put gasoline on a fire and
how
he was,
shitty these people
and
are.
And he is so wrong shitty. About so many people. I am interested to when Kevin Durant stops playing and he starts talking.
Because Kevin Durant
Stephen
be
A. gives
with
Kevin
him,
Durant a hard time about everything.
Hey, yep.
That's why KD called him playing solitaire.
There, yep, at the game and called him out.
Bro,
I love that shit. I love that.
You can't do that, bro.
Or just get the screen to protect the screen that doesn't show your shit.
Yes,
bro.
They have those.
Yeah.
And you're a millionaire and don't have one.
Right. I got one of those. Like, come on.
I definitely need to protect my screen if I'm famous.
Bro, just put the screen joint. Yeah, so when somebody film you from behind, they can't see that shit.
My screen can be diabolical at times, not even on purpose. You just mad. Minding your business scrolling. Whoa.
What if somebody sent him some news or some shit and he was sitting there scrolling through the news looking at them shit like, okay. That shit would have fucked up all his chickens, huh?
Why? Because he likes naked women?
You know how this media shit works.
Bro, you fire me because this random chick sent me some.
You know how this media shit works. You know how this shit works. You know how this shit works. We're not going to do that. We know how this works.
That's crazy.
And after he just got the Sirius Satellite radio deal and got Michelle Beadle punk ass the fuck up out of Dodge, got up out of there.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle, man.
Got her ass fire. I don't like her.
She keep a high heel in her mouth, bro.
Always, always.
I've never been a fan of women talking about sports, but I will say this, in today's climate, I've been impressed by a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them do a good job.
Monica McNutt.
I'm tired. Monica McNutt is my favorite. She's my favorite.
Fire.
But I'm tired of Doris Burke. I wish she'll go away somewhere.
Damn. You don't like Doris?
No, Doris Burke can go. She can go somewhere. She's boring.
Love Doris, man.
Okay, she's boring. And her takes are trash. She is an outdated analyst. She needs to go.
Okay.
She needs to go.
I
don't like her.
I disagree, but, you know, that's your opinion. That's so beautiful. That's all that matters.
Let her do the Piston games. Get her out of here. Let Detroit hire her ass. I mean, keep Mike Breen a legend. I'm cool with Reggie Miller.
And I think Reggie Miller be giving some ass takes.
No, I'm not talking about takes. I'm talking about commentating the game. Takes, everybody can't do both.
Sexist.
Who's sexist? I said Monica McNutt's my favorite. What do you mean? See, y'all throw me on the butt. Monica McNutt.
I just threw that out.
That's one of my favorite. The girls that cover the WNBA, I think, do a good job.
Right.
Got the old light-skinned girl that be doing a little smiling, a little funny, little nose. Then you got, like, the girl whose sister play in the league. I can't remember all these damn names. But they actually do a good job with the three women on the roster.
It's funny. It's what's shorty that on ESPN? What's the name? The light-skinned girl. I'm not a fan of her.
Malika Andrews?
Yep.
She can.
But I like her sister.
She can go.
Her sister also commentates. Her sister is good.
What's she on OnlyFans?
Nah, her sister does sideline games. She does a lot of the sideline games.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm just talking to you.
So her sister is good. You can get rid of her and replace her with her sister, and I'm cool.
Jalen Rose, stay away from her sister too, son.
Oh yeah, stay away from all that shit.
Yeah, they got something going on, man.
But we digress. We went into commentating.
It's a huge part of the game. With anything, just like you know, whatever, any form of entertainment. If you got people talking about the culture, you want to have reputable people talking.
If we gonna replace Doris Burke, replace her with the white girl that was on Cam and them show. That be on Cameron's show for time.
She is my favorite.
Yo, she is fire.
Son. Yo.
She is
fire. Yeah, she is dope. She is dope. She surprised me on Cam's show because she fit in so smoothly.
She did.
Like, she's white.
Oh, yeah.
Has a respect for black culture, but she remains white.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she spit them bars, she knows she white.
Yep.
She cool with being white.
Yep.
But she respects the culture. I respect that. And she knows basketball.
She does. She knows it
well. She's not forcing it.
She does some sideline. She does some online live commentary.
And she's fucking hilarious.
And them shits be good, son.
She's hilarious, though.
I sat and watched a whole live of her, and I was like, yo, this is not bad, yo.
I find myself watching her probably too often with her takes. And I always say I don't like women commentators and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Monica McNutt, they just killed my whole theory.
Oh, yeah.
If they put her on the sidelines officially, that shit'll be lit.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be fire. And let her be herself.
But she doesn't fit the status quo. Like, mm-mm. She's quick to call something trash.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yep.
This makes no sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why she got to do Cam and them show. I love that when she jumps on there and does Cam and them show, or they bring her in as a special host, or they bring her in for commentary. I love that shit.
I think Stat Baby deserves more vacation time.
Nah.
Give her more vacation time, man.
Stat does a great job of being a host, man.
She does.
She's a moderator. That's what she's supposed
to do. Yeah, give her some more vacation time.
I think bringing the other girl as a sideline commentator to like add to topics as like another third host. Like get rid of Michael Irvin ass. This nigga around here with baby powder on his chest doing the most.
Whoa.
Send that nigga to the crib.
Let
Shorty come in. Or what's his name? The running back. What's his name?
Maurice Claret? You don't like Claret. Him?
Let them niggas go over there.
Nah,
send them niggas over there.
Replace Claret,
one
man.
Of them with Shorty. Then we good.
I like Maurice Claret, man.
To me, they only threw in Michael Irvin because the passing of OJ. Don't need Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin looked like he's still on coke. He's still wild.
Yo, what's wrong with you, man?
That nigga over there, son.
Violent.
You know he is. You know. When this nigga had on the silver pants, when Cam said, yo, what are you doing? He got on the silver
pants. I'm saying, he's quite.
Triangle baby powder.
He's quite eccentric, but he's very knowledgeable of the game of football.
Never said he was
well
the game.
Well, sometimes they need the
Lee Maurice. Lee Maurice.
You said give it to him, too.
But I said one of them. Get rid of one of them.
Oh, so you're saying if you had to get rid of one or the other,
right.
You get rid of Michael Irvin.
Yeah, pick one. Or pick one. Flip a coin.
So who's going to be the hip-hop correspondent? They don't have a hip-hop correspondent, do they?
Them niggas is hip-hop.
No, but I'm saying sometimes you're bringing an extra voice.
Them niggas is hip-hop. Those two are the epitome of hip-hop.
That's fine, but sometimes you bring in an extra voice. They never brought an extra voice in hip-hop?
No.
I didn't remember.
Unless they bring in Sin City. That's still Cam people.
Man.
And we don't need Sin City neither.
They got to bring Freaky Zeke so you can tell some stories. Pow, 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 pow.
That'd be fire.
Boom, pow, pow, pow. Yo, his stories is crazy.
He said he was running up and down the triangle for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He laid boots to the ground around here for a long time.
He said boots to the ground. I'm not even touching on that.
Put your boots on the ground, son.
Yo, they was ready to murder that white girl. And then they said she's not even all white.
Who?
The girl that be dancing that boots on the ground dance.
Yeah.
That he took on tour with him.
Yeah,
sisters was tight.
Well, you know how they do. Black women get mad at a lot of things that don't need to be.
Bro, if she does the dance and does it well and that gives him a good show and entertains the crowd, that's business, man. You know what I mean?
They'd be mad at a lot of shit that don't need to be mad about, son.
I'm not a part of that selling soul circuit, so I'll be careful on my commentary. But I do know black women was highly upset.
Why you call it a circus? I think that shit is fire.
I said circuit.
Oh, circuit. I thought you said circus. All right, my bad.
Nah, I ain't calling it a circus. There's nothing wrong with the music. I'm just not a fan of it. I like some of it.
The Boots on the Ground song is actually kind of hard. I want to go to one of those little.
You said it's hard?
Yeah, I actually like it.
You like the Timbs on the Ground?
That's what I said. I've said that dude put Timbs on the Ground out of the record.
Nah, dude did a remix of Timbs on the Ground, and a lot of people didn't like it, and a lot of people did.
Who did it? Who did a remix?
It's one of Big Daddy Kane dancers, man. He been making beats for a while. Johnny Famous.
That's why, because niggas can't get they create their own lane.
It's a remix, man. You don't create your own lane for a remix.
It ain't a remix if the original artist ain't on it. You it's called
all DJs remix records and play at the club. What are you talking about?
Is someone singing Timbs on the Ground? Who's singing it?
Nobody's singing it.
Okay.
All that shit is digital. Nobody's singing nothing.
I give it that, then.
You're not going to sing. Well, if that's what you thought I was saying, I'm not saying he sang the whole record over.
I thought somebody, redid the record.
No, man. That's going to be corny.
All right, then. There we go. We good, then. We in the same place.
Re-sing a record?
We on different parts of the floor.
It's a DJ remix.
Okay.
I took the song and I remade it.
Okay. All right.
That's whack. All
right.
Yo, hey, Chuck
T. I like niggas ain't whack.
Yeah, I just think that's how you took it.
Because your man, what's the light-skinned DJ, Kid Capri? That dumbass song he pushing.
Yeah, but a lot of people like it, man. Everybody's opinion is different.
I don't know about a lot of people like that.
Well, how you figure?
I don't see a lot of people like it.
The shit went viral and the DJ's playing that shit up top.
Because everybody know him, man. It went viral.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If a lot of people, you already famous and your famous friends want to support you and play your record, of course it's going to look like it's viral. That shit ain't no viral.
So you're saying nobody likes it. That's not possible.
That's not possible. I didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. So you just don't like
you
it.
You said a lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it.
What do you call a lot?
No, what do you call a lot? Because you said
I could drop a video right now. You could be like, yo, a lot of people comment on your video. It's dope. What does a lot mean?
I don't say a lot at all. I don't use my words. Make sure. Quite a few people hit the like. Quite a few people left a comment.
First of all, I don't remember any time we've ever had a conversation you said to me quite a few anything. Quite a few. Now, I didn't even hear the whole Kid Capri record, though. I'm not going to say that. I just think a lot of New York party records or Tennessee party records have the same formula. It's like you just take a saying that DJs say and you put a little snappy beat behind it and then you make a video with some people dancing and bouncing and doing some call and response stuff. It's like a cookie cutter thing. And I'm not going to say New York been doing it for a while. It might just be DJs in general. But I've noticed several New York DJs using that formula to try to make a little club record out of something catchy. I'm not really a fan of that. But I ain't in the clubs.
You're not.
So if that's what y'all doing, hey, do your thing.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Chuck T posted
a video of Chuck T. Okay.
Of him performing Boots to the Ground when he first started.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was engaged. Everybody was looking at him like, ooh, you whack, boo. And he was just saying how when you get started, you know, a lot of times this is the beginning.
Yep, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? It's the beginning. Now all over the country, phenomenal. You be all right doing it. You and your wife be doing the Boots to the Ground dance.
Nah. My wife do. I ain't gonna act like my wife don't do it.
Yeah, keep that shit upstairs.
Mm-mm. We about to go to one of them little joints, bro.
What joint?
The little.
Oh, you got your cowboy boots?
Nah, I'm wearing Tim's, black Tim's.
Oh, y'all gonna take line dancing classes together?
Nah, I ain't never doing no line dancing class.
Why not?
Why would I do a line dancing class?
Could be fun. Just something to do with couples.
Nah.
Creative, man.
Nah.
You not down with that?
Nah, everything ain't for me. Ain't taking no line dancing class.
Everything ain't for you?
I know I do a lot of line dances.
So well, if your wife want to do a line dancing class, what you going to tell her? You ain't going?
Herself. Yeah.
Nah, she can't go by herself.
Why she can't go by herself?
Nah, I don't like that.
Why not?
I don't like that.
I trust her, man.
You should. I don't like that vibe.
Well, I'm supposed to go?
If she going, either you need to go with her or she don't need to go.
Why? I don't police my wife's activities.
If your son was older, I'd be like, hey, go with your mama.
I don't police my wife's activities.
He want to change the player. I don't say that. I ain't saying police. You ain't got police, but sometimes women need security.
One thing I ain't worried about is another nigga stealing my shit.
I didn't say all of that. You took it there. I ain't say nothing about all that.
I ain't worried about that shit. My wife is probably one of the most loyal people I've ever seen in my life. So.
I mean, I don't even know if that's saying a lot.
I'm saying a lot, man. Nah, especially man. in this economy we live in.
You dealt with a lot of trash people in your life.
Nah, I ain't dealt with a lot of people. I just put people. A
lot where of they trash belong. People, man.
I put people where they belong, man.
Politically correct trash ass answer.
why is it politically correct, man?
If I'm
giving you my stance,
sometimes your stance can be politically correct.
Yo,
trash.
Let me tell you something. What happened yesterday, bro? What happened yesterday was weird and wild. Hold up, I'm trying to see. Let me see.
Come on, man, that slap right there. Hey, you trying to listen to the lyrics like
you don't even dance.
Come on, shut.
Your arms don't even move in a manner that shows you know how to dance that you dance.
See, that's this what
the
happens.
Way your arms just move.
This what happens
dance,
when a person halfway know you. See. He know me on some old laid back shit. So you don't know.
Used to get busy. Come chicken on, noodle man. Soup, soda on the side.
Nah, I ain't doing no goofy dance.
I didn't
No goofy stuff. Now your ankle hurt on dancing in the chair. When the show go off, he gonna be like, damn, I shouldn't have done that last one. That last little cross up hurt a little bit. Yeah, keep showing off, nigga.
Yo, a quick one, man, before we get into this.
Pull it
this
in next thigh muscle.
I know, right? So yesterday, man, you know, we've been having a lot of protests around the world. We had a protest here in Clayton. So I live in Clayton, North Carolina.
Didn't know that.
We had a protest yesterday in Clayton. It was the No Kings protest where everyone keep trying to call Donald Trump a king, and there's a lot of people that are saying he isn't. So my boy and him and his best friend they got up early. Sean don't never get up early in the morning. He never gets up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning yesterday to go meet his friend him and his friend to walk over to the high school so they could go on the track because they had a bet. They had like a little competition. My son said, I can beat you in running. His friend said, no, you can't. You can't run. So they went to go do that. And they went to the track. They went to race each other and talk shit. You know, camaraderie amongst friends. I thought that was
dope.
Did
he win?
Yeah, he smoked it. Three times. He kept saying. And his friend even acknowledged it. He said, yeah, he beat me.
I'm not racing you three times.
They kept, because they so competitive, they had to keep doing it to prove a point.
You think you can run right now?
Who, Sean?
You, if you had to race somebody.
No, I can't. I can't run. My knee won't let me.
Yeah.
No, it won't let me. When I run up and down the court, it's not a fluid run. So, no, my knee won't let me. That steel plate threw off everything. And probably because I didn't follow my physical therapy all the way through. I
got challenged to a race one time, and I was very offended.
Maybe pulling hamstrings, all that shit.
No, I won't. I was offended because he probably thinking like you. I told him, I will dust you. I don't know why you think I'm slow.
I don't think you're slow.
I ain't got no brakes, though.
I just say this. I don't want you going out there pulling a hamstring and then coming to the pod talking about
I'm
you
not going
to
pull a hamstring. I just ain't got no brakes. That's what I'm telling you.
You don't know how to stop.
I can't stop. I got to slow down and just try. I ain't got no brakes. That's dead ass. That might sound crazy to some of
y'all. No, it makes sense.
But I'm telling you, even when I used to run sprints, I can't run sprints if the wall is near.
Yeah, because you used to run up and down the hills and shit, I know, for a while.
That's fine, because when you run up a hill, you stop, you come down, you run.
Right.
But if you sprinting.
I know I can't.
There's a wall. I ain't got no brakes.
I want to run again. I want to get in a marathon.
Bro.
I want to go get in a marathon.
Oh, you talking about long distance now,
right,
bro.
But my knee just won't let me adequately. No,
yeah.
It might be even mentally, confidence-wise.
I think it's mental, bro.
I think it's mental more than anything. because the way she did the surgery, I should be able to run.
Marathons are so far, though. God.
Yeah, yeah.
Nori talking about doing a marathon. That sounds crazy to me.
I want
to
do one. I want to do one. Because you don't have to.
My cousin
You don't
did
have
one.
To be first.
No, my cousin did two.
You could be dead last as long as you place. It's really based on you. But let me go back to the topic. So my son and his friend come walking from the high school. And so they saw the protest. They didn't know what was going on. They saw the protest.
Oh, they walked past it. Okay.
Right, right. It was down Main Street. So they had to cross the street while everything was going. Okay. So my son's friend asked the police officer that was standing there. He said, hey, what's the protest about? So before the officer could say anything to them, white guy walk up. It's to show you that Donald Trump is the king and that he's the reason why you are able to live in this country and wake up every day and you should honor him as that. Huh? So my son taps his friend, let's go. Because my son knows that's the rule. Hey, bro, don't get into a back and forth with no grown-up, one. Especially no possibly racist white person. Keep it moving.
My problem is you a grown-ass man talking to a kid like that, yo.
Then next, so my son's friend, he's a great kid. He's a little green, just a little. But he's probably more positive than anything. You know what I'm saying? So in my eyes, it's a little green. It's not from his parents. His dad is a great guy. His dad is a phenomenal guy. I love that guy. He's a great guy. He passes down jewels to his son, but he's also a pastor. So he probably teaches him in a manner of, you know,
you want to pray
of light. You know what I'm saying? And where me, I teach my son, skeptic of everyone. Don't have useless conversations with people you don't know.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Things of that nature.
Never.
So the dude,
don't waste your
he
balls.
Waved at a guy. The guy kept looking at them. So little dude waved at him. The white guy gave him the middle finger.
No.
Yes.
So a kid, man.
Right. So they walked to the park, right, to the municipal park because they want to go play some basketball. They just chilling. They not ready to come home.
I feel that.
I call them and say, hey, what you got going on? That's when my son automatically, dad, boom, 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 boom. And what it didn't happen to me, that's when his friend jumped in and started talking about it. It ain't happened to me. That he was like, that. I don't talk to them people. I ain't say nothing. But I told Gregory, let's go just in case something happens. So I want to let you know what's up. I said, well, cool. I'm going to the gym. Y'all want to come with me? So I took them to the gym with me. Now, my wife was just packing up the little one to go to the splash pad. I told my wife, I said, hey, nah, I don't want you going out there. It's a protest on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want y'all going to the splash pad. I know Bubby would be upset, but let him know daddy said no.
Right.
Right. Now, that's what they know. They know. Once I say no, it's a wrap. She's like, all right, cool. I told her what was going on, what's happening. She said, what you going to do? I said, I ain't about to do nothing. I ain't going front. As I was riding, I rolled down there where the protest was going on. I threw on Old Boy Song from the West Coast. Fuck Donald Trump. Loud as hell. My truck speakers is nice. Cut that shit up a little bit loud. I ain't going to even hold you.
Who did that? Was it YG?
Yeah, YG featuring Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
Okay. So I threw that on because why not? I'm a troll.
You
say
can play what you
want to
play in your car.
Say something to me. I'm here for whatever you got.
You play whatever you want to play in your vehicle.
Yep. But needless to say, I say this, it's sad that, you know what I mean? Look, Donald Trump opened up a door that was, for the most part, halfway closed. And the sad part is our generation, we know the signs, we know what to look for, we know the hidden messages that's hidden, that's out in plain sight. We know that process. One, I want to let y'all know that
you're saying we as in our generation?
Our generation. Yeah, we know. So our kids, I'll say my kids, my youngest two. My daughter knows a lot more. Your son know a lot more. They in an age group where they've seen some things.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to experience life. Mm-hmm. My young boys and then his friends, they're living in a life where everybody is all inclusive. We all rock together. You know, we got a mixed bag of friends, white, black, everybody. When we was at the gym yesterday, they ran into two homeboys that was with their mixed bag of friends. So they're now living in a world where it's like, yo, why they tripping like that? Why, you know, like, why can't we all get along, this, that, and the third? What's, why the old people doing this? And then they don't realize that shit passes down to the to them eventually, and the way they're thinking. But they're all trying to be inclusive. They all trying to work together. Us, we see it. We see the signs. We see the so-called hidden messages. We've experienced a lot of I experienced racism firsthand moving from Detroit to South Carolina. That's a culture shock. Detroit, rural South Carolina, inner city South Carolina. You, Queens, New York, fucking. North Carolina.
Traumatic.
You know what I mean? Traumatic. You know what I mean?
Highly
like, we both, bro. Inner city kids, walking blocks, outside hooping, straight to rural country areas.
But we might be the first generation that understands that, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Older generations didn't give a shit.
No, they didn't care. Because they were used to traveling that route.
I don't think it
is.
Back then, it was, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And you're going to shut the fuck up and do it because this is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, our generation, we think of, okay, I want to move. You know, the kids doing good in school, playing basketball, mm-hmm. playing football. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe we should wait till they get to junior high school mm-hmm. where you can get adjusted and acclimated to puberty before we move. We'll think mm-hmm. of stuff like that.
Nigga, that's why I'm still here.
No, but I'm saying that's so the older real. Generation gives two fucks.
They don't.
We're leaving. When? Next week.
Yep.
Yep. You be like, wait a minute, this is my friend. Fuck your friends.
Yep, straight up. Bro, that's why I'm still here, bro.
You can play basketball anywhere, boy.
That's why I'm still here.
I mean, a good program. I got a good coach. I like my teammates and stuff. Yep. And you can get new teammates over there.
Yep.
You get new friends over there. Then you move. You be like,
I don't like none of these people.
Ain't no friends here, Jack.
Nope. No, you're right.
Dad set me up.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're but right, man. That's sad, bro.
That's unfortunate, though. I just stay away from the kids, yo. Try that bullshit with me, but leave the kids alone.
Leave the kids alone.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you want to try that with me, though.
Yo, sad part is they wouldn't try that with us, bro, because
I didn't mean that literally.
I know what you mean. Because when you see us in person, I know what you see on these fucking cameras, but when you see us in person, it's nothing to be fucked with. I'm nice with mine. I know I'm nice with mine. I know my brother nice with his. I beckon. I enjoy it. That's my problem. You try me anyway. I actually enjoy.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Fucking you up. I enjoy that.
Well,
I'm smiling from ear to ear to get busy.
I don't enjoy it, so that's
gonna and, that, be, that's, and that's gonna, the scary part.
That's gonna be your problem, the fact that I don't enjoy it.
See? So I'd rather you just leave me the fuck alone. That white dude would have never in his life walked in my face and say no fucking shit like that.
Cracker is French? Okay, let's go. My man's bilingual. Y'all ain't know that shit. Yeah. That bilingual energy.
That's the name of this episode.
Bilingual energy.
The name of this episode is energy. straight up.
Excuse my French.
This is 2 days in a row that you gave the title of this show.
Energy. Word. But bilingual energy.
So needless to say, let's jump into this. It is Men's Mental Health Month.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? So I have two quick topics about men's mental health. First one is overcoming society expectations. You know what I mean? So as a black man, it's just what do you think when it comes to that? Because we only can speak from our perspective as black men, overcoming what society thinks or just socially, like social expectations. What you think about, you know, just overcoming that? Because we are social guys. You are artists and you're a podcaster. I'm a podcaster. I'm a businessman. Have to be in a social atmosphere. Society-wise, they look at us, two big men, and the first thing they think is, thugs and all this other bullshit. That's not true, but for
expectations only have power when you give it to them.
Facts. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So from every success, there's humble beginnings.
Yes.
Like you got a lot of these multimillionaires that go on these circuits and speak. A lot of them didn't get started till 40, 45.
Right.
Some 50.
I told my wife that. Some people don't make their first million till 50 years old.
But in order to succeed, you have to cancel out those expectations and don't let them register.
Right.
Whether your career, whether your relationship, even outside of marriage, even if you just have a committed relationship, those expectations will lead you down a road of failure. You know what I'm saying? Because one, your palate is going to have a taste for things that have nothing to do with you.
Right.
And then your journey is not going to be independent of yourself.
Not at all.
Your journey has to be independent of yourself. Like even with this podcast, we have a certain way we do dialogue. Like we're not a sports show, but we do talk sports. But right. We also get serious in life because it's like the all-encompassing mm-hmm. movement of a black male. You know what I mean? Black male energy.
Yeah.
Now, society will say you have to talk about things ratchet. You have to talk about women a certain way.
Well, no, never.
You have to uplift men and support men a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's not a certain way to do anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you follow society's guidance and whatever parameters society set, I mean, you're going to be miserable because you're trying to reach somebody else's goal. You know, your goal ain't the same. It's like going to the gym and your goal is this person on Instagram with a six pack and no ounce of fat. You know what I'm saying? Perfect beard and he got all these beautiful women and nice cars. You don't know what he did to get that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of depression is caused because you're chasing that carrot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's not your life. Like, we both can have a goal of being successful, but we both get there different ways.
Right.
And we can learn and grow from each other.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? All I want to do, and all I can say to anybody, you want to be a better person day to day. And I've said in podcasts before, a lot of times we look at things and think we can't handle it because we're looking at society and we're looking at what we think should be the way to handle the situation.
Right.
But all the things you went through in life coming to this day have trained you to become mm-hmm. the person you feel you're great enough to become. But you have to do the work. You have to put in that work. And that first day is going to be an empty room.
I agree.
That second day, it might be two or three people, but you have to grow. You got millionaires with big companies like Amazon. Amazon started out of a garage.
Yep.
You look at back in the days of Master P and all of these moguls, they started out the trunk. But to be able to be successful as that, you can't look at the societal standards. Like myself, I'm getting into the world of therapy. Some people look at me and be like, oh, there's no way you can do that. You look like a whatever.
Right.
Some people can say, I don't look like a rapper. I still do hip-hop. But when you listen to the sound, you listen to the content, it's of me. You know what I mean? That's why in the last video, I just wanted my brothers in there. I want to show the brotherhood. I want to show black men smiling because there's a lot of smiles in there, you know, laughing. We're having a toast, just having a good time with no shenanigans. Society will tell you how to do things, how to follow a path, how to have a journey. And every piece of that journey is taking something of your manhood away.
Yes.
It's taking a piece of your power away. Your power is your authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Your power is your uniqueness. As men, if we all got back to that, our communities would come together because that authenticity and that uniqueness is going to make you a better father. It's going to make you a better representation of a father. And your kids see that.
I agree there.
We don't need copycat clones on every house on this block.
No.
And I don't mean that literally. When I say every house on the block, I say every black family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of taking our families back, man, not following them status quo. Women as well, but this is the black male podcast. We're coming from that perspective. And it's funny that today is Father's Day, and some of you lose your mind on Father's Day. Like, this is the only time a father should be recognized. And I have a problem with that also.
I'll speak on that
at the end of the show.
Yeah, I have a problem with that as well. Well, next into the mental health, because I think you summed up everything, so there's no need for me to rebuttal or bring any other aspect to it. You summed that up very well. Next one, and you kind of talked about this to the end of what you were saying, building healthy relationships. And I think that's key and important. That's very important, even as men, even having a healthy friend group that we have with us. You know what I mean? Having that, having those healthy friends, having those healthy people around us. I'm going to answer this. Watch this. What's going on, Sheldon?
Oh, I'm just calling
to everybody. Yeah, happy Father's Day to you as well, bro. I'm recording my podcast. Say hello to Trey.
Hey man, hang up on that nigga, man. Calling that bullshit.
Yo, we got. Hey, see, I want the world to see that you full of shit.
Hey, you can say everything you want to say, but we could also click that button. Boop. All
right, bro.
Oh,
boop. Him and I do that shit to each other too. I'll hang up on his ass so quick. My little brother is one of those people where he doesn't know how to get off the phone when you tell him you're in the middle of doing something. And he gonna talk hella shit all the way through the conversation.
That nigga need a hug, son.
He get him. He just crazy.
He need a hug and embrace it.
That's my guy though, man. Me and my little brother came a long way, man. Me and my little brother came a long, long way.
That's a dope topic, though.
Yeah, and I think I look at relationship building, not just the relationships that you have with your partner, but I look at relationship building even in friend groups.
Yeah, you got to make that clear.
You know what I mean?
You got to make that clear.
I say this all the time. I love my friend group. This is something you coined since the first day we really started rocking. And having a half moon. And I look at my half moon and I'm like, yo, I really genuinely love and respect every male in that half moon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These are people I could count on for, yo, when we have times of when the nigga is down, a brother ain't in a good space mentally. I know I could count on these brothers to come in and either add perspective to what I'm going through or change the topic and not discuss it because they know you already going through it. They read the room well. They read the room well, and I respect that. When it comes to me and my wife, we've built our foundation literally from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? We built our home, and our home is our relationship from the ground up.
That's another chamber.
By cleaning the foundation, making sure the foundation is on point, and then start building the walls. And then putting it on the roof and then putting, you know, furniture within that home. I found what we are to me. And like I said in the pod, and we were just joking around and stuff. But I mean that. Like, that woman is something different I've never fucking ever had in my years of dating and being in relationships. That woman is something that's an outlier for me. I've never seen that. So I cherish that.
But following what society has in place, you'll never be able to build that.
Yes.
Because society tells you what a real man will do.
Right.
Society tells you what you shouldn't put up with.
Right.
Society will tell you what you shouldn't stand for. You should know your worth and all of this type of stuff. And all that does is break up your families.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I love my wife. My wife don't follow those societal norms. She is like,
that's the point.
That's
the whole point. So that goes back to your first question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That just holds us all back. And it has you depressed because you're feeling like you're a failure because you're following these goals that were put there in place, but ain't nobody following them but you idiots that's following with somebody else's place.
Because right.
The person that placed them don't live by it.
Nope.
That same woman that's telling you don't need a man been married 30 years.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you live in a society where they'll put men in a place to where you're useless.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because they want to uplift women to not need a man. And then you get to a certain age, women are saying they want a man. You know, they're tired of being single, but your whole bring up, your whole markup, your whole foundation of your career has been on the totality of independence. And y'all don't even realize there are plenty of wealthy women out here that have strong relationships at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you followed that fake blueprint. Even with brotherhood, you know what I mean? Sometimes apologies are necessary. Accountability is necessary all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
You know what I'm saying? And not to even talk about myself, you know, when we did the last visual, I wanted all the brothers that I was close to that I call brothers to meet each other.
Yeah.
You know, that was my goal. And everybody came that was invited except one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't all know each other.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now you do.
Yep.
You see each other in public, now you know. This is what it is. This is what my half moon right there.
And it was dope. It was a dope experience. And the video came out phenomenally.
But, yeah, but that's another bonus to it.
Yeah.
But the foundation of it was getting everybody together.
Yes.
And to me, and I was talking to my niece about this, because I'm very guilty of this when I'm actually having a good time with my loved ones.
Right.
Never take pictures.
Yeah, I don't do
always that. Always forget to
do
that.
I don't do it. I know I don't.
Because you're so engaged in having a good time.
I'm in the moment.
Hold on. Stop. You know what I mean? Great conversation going on. You don't want to stop it.
Right.
And then the whole time, you'll downplay it. And then the next day, you'll be like, damn, I should have took a picture with my
wife. Last night, we went out. out the spur of the moment, I said, hey, we going out. We're going to go get a bite to eat. We're going to go do something, have a couple of drinks. As we was leaving the place, she stopped. She said, hey, we never take a picture. Let's take a quick photo. And I was like, you're right. I'm thinking in my mind, nigga, I see you every day.
Nah, them pictures are powerful.
But then she's right. She's right. We took a couple photos. She put them joints up last night. And I was like, I'm glad you did that.
Nah, it's necessary because we shot the whole video. Ain't really take no pictures. And some of the people that took pictures just terrible. I don't know who took them pictures in portrait mode, but with the white background, that shit is so ass.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I sent you quite a few photos. But
bro, I can't even use them ones that was done on portrait. I don't know who did that. I'm tight.
I think it was Ski, man. No, it was Ski.
Some of those pictures.
Yeah,
I'm like, who did that? I don't know. Maybe Illy did it. I don't know.
There was a lot of photos going.
Yeah. But don't sleep on a brotherhood and sisters, your sisterhood.
I agree.
Like, me and my niece were talking about it yesterday.
Friendships, though.
Yeah.
Meaningful.
Well, if it's not meaningful, it's actually not
the same red flags you see in women or women seeing men. Use them same fucking red flags for your friend group. Because when you got a homie or a homegirl that's always got something to say about everything you do, how you dress, how you look, how this, they hiding a hint of jealousy. Let the motherfuckers go over there. Send them over there. Let them go over there and be friends with themselves. Take them out of your circle. Take them out of your fucking half moon. Remove them immediately.
What I say to people, and I've said it for years, as I get older, it applies more.
Yes.
Every conversation, you should be taking something from it.
I agree.
Whether you're laughing, whether it's uplifting you, whether it's uplifting them.
Right.
Or whether it was knowledgeable. You know, something should come from it. And, you know, we all need a friend or acquaintance to where sometimes you got to vent.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And listening is a tool. All of us need to learn how to listen.
Yes.
The worst thing in the world is to be on the phone with somebody and you start having a conversation and you really need to vent and they cut you off every 2 minutes.
Inserting themselves.
You know what I'm saying? Inserting themselves.
Mm-hmm. Selfish energy. I don't like that shit. I don't want to hear that.
Selfish energy. Yeah, like me. No, nigga.
Nope.
Not like you. I'm not
That's
even
nothing
fucking
to do with you.
Finished with my story.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been listening to your ass for the last 30 days. Let me get a couple seconds. I'm almost done.
You're right.
Let me get all of this off. Let me unpack.
Sometimes you need to unpack.
Sometimes you can. You know what I mean? Some people don't know how to listen.
That's a tool.
But that's the beauty of relationship. That's the beauty of brotherhood, man. We all grow together. Like episode 148, this would be.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We've grown, you know, within that process. And outside of this, friendship-wise, we've grown.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'd like to believe I become a better friend as I progress as a person.
Same thing here.
Because I want to be there for people I love that claim to love me, man. Because sometimes you can't be there.
Right.
But there's power in that moment when you can be there.
Yep.
Because when you can't be there, it's not because you don't want to. It's just sometimes in life we can't fix certain things the way we might want to fix them. But the fact...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That you're there is a positive impact.
I agree.
So a lot of times we have our goals, society,
mm-hmm.
we have our goals thinking we got to hit a home run all the time.
And we don't.
You know what I'm saying?
So, get on first base sometime, man.
You know, maybe I can't let you hold my car,
right.
But I can drive you where you need to go
right.
and come back and get you.
Right.
You still got it done,
right.
But it's not exactly the way maybe you want to do. Maybe you can't make 3 stops, but I can drive you where we can make 2.
Right.
And then maybe I can double back tomorrow, we can get that 3rd. We still getting it done, but we're not getting it done exactly to plan.
That's a fact.
Adjustments.
Yep.
You know what I mean? All the greats make adjustments.
I agree, man. Now, we're going to step out of mental health with a quick one. This might be in the same vein. If you could name 3 core values in a companion, what would those be? I'll let you start it off.
For me?
Yeah. What could those be for you?
Sense of humor.
Yes.
I can't deal with a person that takes everything seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I need peace. I like a good conversation, peaceful conversation.
Okay. That's a core value?
Some people, you can't even sit down and talk without the TV on, without the radio on. No sound.
I get you.
And intimacy.
Okay.
Intimacy. Not even just the sex, just levels of intimacy.
Yes.
And intimacy can be no words being spoken. It could just be hands held walking. It could just be sitting at a waterfall. Some people can't even be peaceful enough to have that. You know what I mean? I got to start from there. Then after that, you're dealing with all this stuff.
I'm with you there. Definitely first on my list is being able to have a conversation. Just being.
Conversations are dope, man.
Right, being able to talk. Yeah. You know, communication. Just listen. Communicative, you know, person. Someone that's able to talk, able to listen.
Intimate energy.
Right. And next is intimacy. I agree. Intimacy. And it's not sex. It's not always sex.
Nah, hold up. I'm going to stop real. This footnote. Beep.
Uh-huh.
When I first introduced the high levels of intimacy to this podcast, you started the attack. We used to be three people on this show.
Yeah.
They wanted to attack. See, well, I was the last person to come to the show, so yeah. They used to attack me every episode, bro. Then they realized, yo,
this nigga got balls.
He got that ball energy. I got to start letting him cook. Because when I brought up intimacy, you were the first one. Come on, man. Now he going with the intimacy. You see how they do? Sometimes people catch on to your bars late.
My job of the Black Male podcast is to be a detractor.
Okay. If that's the case, he's phenomenal.
I am the moderator and detractor of this show. So I throw it in the air, see if he catch it. Did he catch it? He run with it. And sometimes I got to trip him up.
Hater energy.
So I got to trip him up.
Hater energy.
Like, you running too far.
So I'm gonna do how you do it. Let me see if I catch which way the camera's going. Is this how he go? Hater energy. Well, I'm gonna do it this way. Hater energy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all love though. Go ahead, go ahead. I ain't gonna stop you. Go ahead. I just wanna interject. Footnote completed.
I always say, I know I'm a hater.
No, I just gotta let the people know. Some people might not know yet, man. You know, you gotta keep you up to date.
So communication, intimacy, and shit, man. I don't know if I have three.
But you notice we said nothing about physical appearance.
Nah.
Nothing.
That shit doesn't all the way matter. That shit can change in a blink of an eye, man. And
That's not the deal breaker. Because if I'm not attracted to you, we're not going to start it anyway.
We're not
going to
be here. Yeah, we're not going to be here.
That's why.
If you don't have the attributes that I like anyway, we're not doing this.
Exactly. So that shouldn't even be listed.
It's not even. But yes, communication, intimacy, and I would love knowledge of self. I would love you to have some knowledge of yourself, like who you are, what you are, and not bring what you bring to the table. I don't give a fuck about none of that. It's more or less who you are and what you are.
I would love for you to be a fan of hip hop, though.
Be open to being.
I've never been like. I ain't really been like with a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just wondering how that would be with if you just like different music.
My wife is not a hip hop fan, but when she first got with me, but now she is.
Wife know how to chill though.
Yeah.
Some women don't like hip hop and they can't chill.
My dog be chilling. So.
Yeah, I can't listen to that.
No, she'll rock. We be in the
car.
Can't
play that with me in the car. I bet you I will.
She know on long distance rides is a couple projects, a couple artists I play. Tribe Called Quest, she know that's coming on. She know I play some Young Jeezy, especially if it's getting, like, the drive is getting long, because I got to play that. And she know I play B.I.G. all the time. So she know these projects, like, hand to hand.
She fuck with that nigga Trey, though.
She do. When you sent me the video when it was completed, she was sitting next to me and I called her. She said, that's Trey. I said, yeah. That's the video y'all shot. I said, yeah. And we sat and we watched it. She made me watch it. We watched it three times. She was like, that came out real good, Sean.
I still got to watch it on the TV. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. We put it. I put it from my phone and shot it to
the
television.
Oh, you did watch it on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to watch it on TV.
Yeah, that shit looked good.
And that's not even a shameless plug. We actually really did have a good time,
that was fun. That was a good thing, man. Last topic is, can you see a trend, because we're talking about music, with veteran artists buying themselves out of their contract, out of their deals? What veteran artists bought themselves out of their deal recently? I mean, outside of the Clips. they well, Pusha T bought himself out of his Def Jam deal.
Pusha T was what inspired the thought.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's always somebody that does it.
People try to say Drake got him dropped. No, he bought himself out of his deal because Def Jam tried to run the show.
This is my problem with social media. When people don't have the information, they make up the information.
Right, right.
And well, I thought about it with him because you have a lot of artists. I use the word veteran artists that are in bad situations that still do want to make music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That maybe have the funds to do that. And
right.
I wondered after he did it, like 100 people could do something, and then eventually it'll be one person that does it
right.
that makes people be like, you know what? Maybe this does make sense.
The problem is you got to have the bread to do it. Because the sad part is a lot of these labels, what they do, they'll tell you an exorbitant number. They'll tell you well exorbitant, and then it makes you make a decision if you want to purchase, if you want to pay out or not. And then that number comes with the, you may not get your masters for X amount of time that you, what you produced over here, or you may not have the rights to this or that.
But it's wild because, you know, not kind
of. And I know this because I worked in labels before.
But I'm saying, you won't put out any of my music.
Right.
But you won't let me buy myself out either.
Because your old catalog is probably more profitable than your current catalog.
I hear that, but still, you're preventing me from doing new material.
Right. No, because
you want to hold my old stuff, but you're preventing me from doing new stuff.
Devil's advocate, you might make something that hits.
Okay, so just lock me down where I don't make no money.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you won't release.
Yeah, keep signing.
You won't
release. Keep signing them whack deals.
You won't release the shit that I'm producing, and you're trying to put a cap on what I do or who does this with me, because I got a feature with Kendrick Lamar. We not
That's
even talking
scary,
about
man.
This nigga because I got a feature, and you know UMG is being sued, and UMG is the parent label. Universal Music Group is the parent label for all record labels.
I was about to say, they're the parent label to everybody.
Every last one of them, they're the parent label. So what's the purpose of signing with any of these motherfuckers? That's one.
What's the purpose of spending money on a feature the way it can't even get released?
Please. Right.
As soon as you start streaming, it's going to get taken down. And you just gave it through 20 racks.
So that's why it's good that they went off on their own.
You had 22 racks in the bank, and you gave him 20.
I'm not mad at Pusha T and them, but they have the ability to do it because they have other brand situations where they have money. Yeah. He has money.
I'm just wondering, does it become a trend in conversation?
I don't know.
Because, you know, people will speak of it and maybe not capable.
Jay bought out his deal, if you remember. Jay bought out his deal, but he also had to go and work for Def Jam for a hot minute. And then he was able to get his masters and a couple of other things. So he had to go work.
It's a good play.
And then, you know, now he's able to do his own thing. It's a couple of artists that do it, but you got to have the funds. And the sad part is a lot of them don't have the funds to go do it because they're going to automatically give you an exorbitant amount. If your music only produced $100,000, say your music only produced $500,000, that's it. That's all it produced. That's all you ever seen from it. Of course, the label probably seen $2 million from it. But in your eyes, I only got $500,000. For this music. So now you come into the label, hey, I don't think this is working out. I know we got a 4-year contract deal. We in year 3. I either want to renegotiate terms or I would like to buy out the last terms. You know what they're going to tell you? Oh, yeah, these last two terms is going to be 2.5.
I might have to do MF Doom, put a mask on.
Right. Or what's the name did? Prince. He became just the symbol.
But he did Madhouse too.
Right.
But that was like jazz music.
Right. But he also became a symbol and still put out Prince music as the symbol. I say this. This is what you do.
I'm waiting for the next person to do that though.
I say this. This is what you do. And the artists that's been successful at doing it, like Chamillionaire, certain other ones, they didn't notice. 50 Cent did it because he saw Jay do it. And Chamillionaire did it because he saw 50 Cent do it. Audit your accounts. I bet you any amount of money. You got to hire an auditor. You got to request and hire an auditor, a professional auditor, audit your accounts. They have no choice. They got to do it. You audit your accounts, that shit is going to showcase. It's 9 times out of 10, it's going to go in your favor. And it's a lot of money that's being spent and sent around that really supposed to go to you that never goes to you.
Unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying? That's the sad part about it, man. The industry is shitty, bro. But you sign up for it, man. I don't know for you, man. I don't have no sympathy for it because of this. You go and sign for these high interest rate loans. That's all it is. You got to pay back. That advance money they give you, that you got to pay that back. And you sign for 10 years, and you only get $400,000. And then the rest of the money is broken down into stages, and then you signed over certain things in perpetuity. Don't sign anything that has that word perpetuity in it. That means forever.
My issue has always been with it, man. Like, social media has made it worse because everybody gets applauded for doing things that are basically criminal to their future because they don't understand the knowledge of it.
Right.
Like, any kind of deal somebody signs, or any kind of job a person gets, oh, congratulations. If I say today, boom, you know, I changed my mind, I was delaying to do my therapy business, I'm going to start today. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be mobile. You know what I mean? Boo, boo, boo. Niggas going to look at that like, whatever.
Right.
But if I say, oh, I got the job, ooh, everybody want to congratulate me. Well, I just signed a deal with Meatballs and Chopped Cheese Records. Oh, man, you getting on. You on. You know what I'm saying? And then a year later, man, I can't release music no more, man. They got my likeness. Oh, man, that's messed up. I'm tired of those conversations.
Never sign. Don't sign over yourself, man.
No, but people still look at deals as a position of power.
It's your own publishing.
It's disappointing to me at this day and time. You look at that as a position of power. Yeah, it is possible to sign a deal that matters. It is.
Yeah, it is.
But you're the lucky one to be in that scenario.
My thing is, it's a give and take in everything. If you're getting money from someone, you gotta expect something. You're gonna lose something.
Nobody looks at the work, though.
It's all about you figuring out what you're losing. You gotta dictate within your terms. Get your own lawyer. Don't use the record label's lawyer. Don't sign a publishing deal with the record label. You make those things separately. Go find your own pub deal. Don't sign the same thing with the label.
That is not going on.
No, because niggas act like you can't do that.
Their management, their business manager, their publishing, even their producers are all coming from the label.
And that should not happen.
I mean,
separate your business. Everything can't be all in one. Also, man, once again, you got to know, you got to give up something. You just got to put it in terms of how long you're willing to give that up. If you come to me with a 10-year deal, I already automatically want to break that shit down to 5. Automatic. I'm not sitting nowhere for 10 years. It's just not happening. I want to break down that shit down to 5, and I want to break it down within 3 years. If I meet these thresholds, we can renegotiate those last two-year terms. You can put those in contracts, but you know what they do? And I've had this happen. A label will come to the table with them. You come to the table, they put a contract in front of you, and they tell you, you got to sign it today.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you. And they give you they got a check in front of you for a whole lot of money, and you busy looking because you don't have money. You thinking in your mind, you got all these people you got to take care of. You automatically think, oh, shit, I got to take that money. And now you're looking at me, yo, TS, no, we need to leave. Let's go read this contract together. And then now you saying, hey, let me talk to you for a second. Let me talk to my representation for a second. Bro, I need this money. Don't take that money, bro. We need to read that contract. And then you got the label person telling you, or one of the A&Rs with the label telling you, man, listen to him, man. This is an opportunity. You can't miss out on this opportunity. I've had it happen. I've sat and watched a nigga sign a contract that he not going to eat off of. And he's going to struggle. And I know he has bad spending habits. He did not set up an LLC so he can put that money somewhere. He didn't set up shit. He don't have no protection on nothing. He about to blow this money on chains and cars and bitches. Excuse my French, women.
And might get your mama a
house somewhere that she don't. That's an exorbitant amount that you're not paying outright for. So you paying a mortgage on that you going to default on within 2 years.
Yo, that got to be rough to buy your mother a house that gets taken, son.
So I'm saying.
Now your mom's looking at you like you a whole sucker.
And I'm speaking from a perspective
she
that I've
stayed
seen
where she was already living.
Yup.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like shit that's like
crazy.
That happens, man.
So that's
crazy. And I think when artists sit and they look at these contracts, no, everything is negotiable. Don't let them fucking dictate the terms. Don't let them Don't let them put you in a corner where you feel like you got to sign immediately. You let them be known, hey, I need to let my lawyer look over this. Oh, we have a lawyer. No, I have my own lawyer. I need my lawyer to look over this. There's already terms in this agreement that I'm reading right now. I know a lot of these big words you don't know, but it's a lot of words you do know. Also, add them, send that shit to you. Yes, you got paper copy. Send that shit to me digitally as well, because I could throw in the Acrobat and I could type in, find this word. Certain words you need to find. Perpetuity. Find it. When that bitch find it, read that section. I don't want that. You know,
well, I'll rewind that back to brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Within your circle, there should be various levels of information.
That's a fucking thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody, you should not somebody be the knows, smartest nigga in your crew.
Somebody knows. Well, that's relative. You shouldn't be the smartest guy in your crew for every topic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody should have something that they're good at.
Yo, they specialize.
Like, all right, my car messing up, I can call my man L, I can call my man Vic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's like some computer coding shit or whatever, I know I can call you.
Yep, I'm in there like
or anything dealing with some computer shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if I know it, I'll still ask you because you know a little bit more in depth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just if you want to laugh, there's somebody you can call. It's about putting a team together, basically what I'm saying. A lot of these contractual issues is because people have a lot of yes men around them, and all they're thinking about, I'm going to cut this check, cash this check, I'm going to turn up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Then when the turn up is over, your friends are going to be gone because they weren't your friends in the first place.
Bro, when you get that $400,000, $500,000, you got to look at it like this. Tax is going to take 40%.
Yeah.
Taxes alone going to take 40% of that. That's it. That's easy. Maybe 50, but we say 40.
The way these deals are, you almost want to get that check and don't even put the music out, son. I mean, and I'm being negative, man. It's almost like, in my mind, it's almost like I don't even think labels is really trying to push music the way they need to be pushing it, man. A lot of these labels is making their money off their back catalog. And it seemed like they just get niggas here and there.
A lot of you are a tax write-off. I've been a tax write-off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
As a distribution label, I was a tax write-off before. I took about $300,000, and then my label was dropped within 40 days, and it was during tax time. I was cool with that. I didn't have to pay I didn't have to pay the money back.
If anybody cut me a check.
I got $300,000, I didn't have to pay the money back.
Bro, if anybody ever cut me a check on like a one-album deal or something like that, in my mind, I'm already saying, like me was talking, I was saying, I'll probably say to you, yo, bro, they going to trash my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to spend the least amount of bread.
Yep, sit it up.
I'm going to do something with this money. Whether I do some real estate or something, I'm going to set something up with this bread. I'm going to go to Ski House. I'm going to do the album. I'm going to call Illy Rock. Be like, look, just give me two videos. Yeah. We're going to see what happened. But I'm going to hold this money and let it simmer and cook.
Because
I already know.
Pay your taxes.
I already know. They playing games.
Yeah.
I ain't taking no vacations too soon. I ain't buying no new car.
Nope.
If I get a new car, it's going to be a Honda Accord. I'm going to keep it light. You know what I'm saying? It's just because it's not designed for us to win. That doesn't mean you can't win.
Right. It's a lot
but you have to strategically win. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm being negative on the surface.
Yeah.
But I know there's a strategic way it has to be done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you got to make light of certain situations or you'll just be going around thinking the world is out to attack you all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's just we all have to navigate a little bit better through how we make moves. And there's always a way to get things done. It's not pretty. You know what I'm saying? It's not always a fun way to do it, but we got to find ways to navigate through all of these obstacles, man, because whatever industry you're in, there's going to be obstacles.
Yep.
And if you don't learn how to navigate with them, either you're going to give up or you're just going to be miserable all the time. And neither one of those should be an option.
I agree, man. I mean, that's it, man. End this out, bro.
Father's Day, I'm going to say on this, man. Don't wait till Father's Day to appreciate your father. All right, as a man that has an elderly father that turns 90 years old this year that battles with dementia, it's realer. You know what I mean? I see my father 5 days a week, but I have two brothers. You know what I'm saying? To wait for a Father's Day to see a father, to me, is ridiculous. Because one thing we all have in common is we have an expiration date.
Yep.
Two things we have in common is we don't know when that expiration date is.
Yep.
And one thing we don't have in common is when my father leaves this earth, I'm not shedding no tears of pain.
Because
I see him 5 days a week. I see him laugh. I see him smile. And hell, I'm there when he cry.
Yep.
Put your love down on this earth. Because when it's over, you don't get it back. Time out for the backflips at the casket, bro. Father's Day is a beautiful thing. I'm not saying don't celebrate it. But we need to celebrate each other throughout the week, throughout the days, throughout all of our years. Celebrate your brotherhood as well. It feels good to get the Happy Father's Day text.
Yeah.
I'm not saying downplay that. But on this day, if we want to make it be a day, let's make it be a day and celebrate each other. Cool. But outside of this day, let's celebrate each other as well.
I agree, man. Well, it's the Black Man Podcast. T.S. is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
Energy.
Yeah.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.
Yo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,